WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 7. It's 52 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube, your full-service oil and lube shop on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Raleigh Car Wash, or at East William J. Bryan next to the main post office. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. This weekend, College Station is playing host to the U.S. Quidditch Association's Southwest Regional Championship. Austin Erickson is the president of Texas A&M's Quidditch Association, which has two teams playing in the tournament.
We're famed for being the rough, tough region of the Quidditch world. It's great when we go to the actual World Cup where all the regions play. The Southwest has always been dominant.
Erickson says human Quidditch, unlike the Harry Potter version, which is played on broomsticks in the air, is a full contact sport that combines elements of rugby, dodgeball, and Olympic handball. Other activities, vendors, and food trucks will be at Veterans Park for this free event. For game times, go online to usquidditch.org. A Bryan man arrested Wednesday night for evading arrest from Bryan police and accused of possessing a plastic bag containing cocaine has died. The Brazos County Sheriff's Office reports 39-year-old Johnny Hall was taken to a local hospital after jail employees reported he appeared to be disoriented. An autopsy has been ordered. The Texas Jail Commission has been notified, and the Texas Rangers have been asked to conduct an investigation independent of an internal probe by the Sheriff's Office. A Bryan woman is in jail accused of firing a gun at her husband.
According to the arrest report, 45-year-old Sally Garza told Bryan police she fired a shot at a trailer her husband was standing next to. Husband told police he had taken another pistol away from Garza before the shot was fired from the second handgun. The arrest report did not indicate what happened before the shooting, which was reported Wednesday night shortly before 6:30 in the area of Carver and Tatum. A Bryan man arrested in Waco in June of last year has been transferred to the Brazos County Jail on an armed robbery charge from October of 2015 in College Station. According to the arrest report, 20-year-old Ewell Hollingsworth Jr. is accused of pulling out a handgun and striking a man who did not have the money to pay for a half ounce of marijuana, then attempting to shoot the man with a second pistol that malfunctioned. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
2 years ago, Texas voters overwhelmingly passed a constitutional amendment diverting $5 billion of sales tax money to highways and other transportation projects. Brazos County State Senator Charles Schwertner has been asking questions about how the legislature can use the highway money from Proposition 7 for other things.
In times in which budgets are tight, like this session, with a 60% vote of both chambers, you can actually stop the appropriation to transportation of that money, and it flows back into your general checking book.
Schwertner on WTAW's The Infomaniacs says transportation priorities have been met, but not the state's health care, education, and criminal justice needs. It's been more difficult to contact Bill Flores and other Republican members of Congress. Flores puts the blame on a liberal organization called Indivisible for jamming phone lines, emails, and social media.
Our staff is tied up in our local district office taking 15 calls from the same person where that person is saying the same thing each time.
Flores says his constituents have more trouble getting through.
It's hurting our ability to help veterans with their VA claims, to help people that have where the IRS has fouled up their tax refund, or to help somebody that needs an emergency passport to go overseas because of a family emergency.
Flores says to reach him, fill out the online contact form at flores.house.gov. WTAW News Time is 9 minutes after 7. It's 52 degrees. You can call or text us at 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube. More news at 7:30, or you can always go to our website, WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Be good to your vehicle, and it'll be good to you. Hi, I'm Gabriel Garcia from Traditions Mobile One Oil and Lube. And while that's a simple concept, it's so true. We're a full-service oil and lube shop with years of experience. And that experience tells us to always go the extra mile for our customers. Like topping off fluids for free on most vehicles and free tire pressure checks.
See Traditions Mobile One Oil and Lube on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Raleigh Car Wash, or at East William J. Bryan next to the main post office.
The relationship between accountant and client isn't based on money. It's based on trust. And your trust is not an investment that's taken for granted at Ingram Wallace & Company.
Hi, I'm Chris Chapman. At Ingram Wallace & Company, we provide our clients with guidance in taxes, accounting, and consulting. You can rely on us to be a year-round partner in your success.
With over 50 years of experience, trust Ingram Wallace & Company. Call 776-2600 or visit ingram-wallace.com.
Here's Pastor Paul from Life Church.
Have you ever been tired? I mean, really tired. Have you ever been so tired that you just wanted to start over? Jesus says in Matthew 11, verse 28, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls."
Explore more at Life Church Sunday mornings at 10:20. Visit lifechurchonline.net.
Good morning. It's 7:11. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair for more than 30 years. In addition to fixing slabs, they also do polyurethane concrete raising. More information, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
High pressure has moved away from the region and allows moisture to come into the area from the Gulf. We'll see clouds today and eventually some showers as well. Temperatures 70 to 75 today. Partly to mostly cloudy tonight. The showers end 55 to 60 for our low. Clouds followed by partial sun tomorrow. It's going to be a warm start to the weekend. Highs approaching 80 tomorrow afternoon. Sunday, we'll have clouds and a few showers. High Sunday, 75 to 80. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, both the A&M men's and women's basketball teams hit the court last night and both fell to their opponents. Meanwhile, the A&M baseball team takes the field tonight to face Bowling Green, and new Baylor football coach Matt Rhule announces his assistant coaching staff. All the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Really? They want to go over there, huh?
Yep.
I don't know. Maybe it's...
Seems like some of them are following Rhule from Temple, you know. Okay. So
okay, yeah. The weather's
better in Texas than in Philly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you can tell them that there's a temple about 40 miles south of where they are.
Yeah.
So you know, maybe that
close.
That'll help.
It's like home.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sure. Something like that. And yeah. Mm.
We'll maybe they figure a new start is a
taxes are lower in Texas.
Yeah.
You know,
mm-hmm.
we don't get the snow like you say. The weather's a better deal. Mm-hmm.
Right.
See if they fall for that. I mean, see if they go with that. That'll be good. So, bad news for Samsung is the head of the corporation was arrested yesterday on bribery charges. Yeah, the guy who makes your phone.
Wow.
Or maybe your TV or your computer or other thing.
And the guy that was, I guess, in charge during the whole battery debacle?
Well, yeah, I guess that's probably right. Connected to a corruption scandal that has engulfed the government. South Korean government sources claim that Samsung paid out nearly $38 million to groups connected to one of the president's friends in order to win government backing for a merger of two Samsung units. Wow, that's not good.
Yikes.
That's okay, though. The quality of their product is not going to change. I mean, if and they're okay now, right? The phones are okay, right? They're
yeah, other than that exploding one from last year, yeah, all the other ones seem to be doing all right.
Yep, that ought to be just fine. Pokemon, whatever happened to Pokemon?
You know?
Well, updates will be out at the end of the week.
Oh, finally.
Great.
Okay. Forbes reports that Generation 2 Pokemon will have more than 80 new updates. And so we'll see. This is their biggest update since they launched it. Niantic, which says they own it, which says they've been reworking the encounter capture system, new items required for evolution, new types of berries, new customization items for trainers. Here how I said that, like I knew what I was talking
yeah,
about.
You're really, yeah, you're really, really convincing.
Right. Well, you know what? Yeah. As the one on the show who actually did do some of the playing of that game, because, you know, it was my research. That's my show research.
Yeah, sure.
I'll say it wasn't that there weren't enough of them available. It was the variety of the ones that you see all the time. You only caught like two of the same ones all the time. That's the only ones that showed up. So,
all right, but let me see. When was the last time you played it?
Oh, it's been many, many months.
Okay, so once again, how do you get that train rolling again?
See, I don't.
Yeah, no, and that's what I mean, and I think that's what most people will look. I mean,
They've moved on. Mm-hmm. They've moved on.
We'll next week we'll check with the folks at Candy 95
and see what's going on.
We'll see if they because they'll be in touch with that part of society.
Right, and they were talking about it on their show within the last couple of weeks. This update news, and that was their sentiments are kind of the same as you, Brad. Like, I don't really know if I want to get back on that bandwagon. But they had that event where like 4,000 people came out.
Oh, yeah.
In the community for Pokemon Go stuff. And so it's crazy how big it was, and then literally it just disappeared.
Dropped off the face of the planet. Yeah.
Well, and because it was new and special, I guess. But anything that, for instance, puts parents and kids together. I mean, if you got little ones who, dad, mom, I want to do this.
And it was great. I mean, as we said, people getting out and walking around and actually exercising. There were a few negative things that came out of it too, like people parking their cars or, you know, in the middle of a busy street, things like that.
Yep. Or like people getting robbed and stuff, like going to Poke Gyms or whatever. Whatever they're called.
It's fine.
But, you know, aside from that, everything will be wonderful. And if you're not going to be active yourself, you could watch people be active because what is it? What's it called? Is the
Quidditch.
Regional
the Southwest Regional Championships?
Okay, now first of all, I have a problem because there's seven players, three of them are chasers.
Yep, there's actually six.
Okay,
in the human Quidditch version.
Oh, okay,
it is co-ed. There has to be no less than two of a gender. So usually he says they play four and two.
Okay.
I'm assuming four men and two girls.
But it says that there are two beaters. We can't have somebody called a beater.
Yeah, we can.
That's very violent sounding.
Well, I know, right? They,
really more so the beaters are protecting their own players from the bludgers.
Hey, Brad. Man.
Oh, it's all Greek to me.
Chelsea has definitely done her homework on this.
I know.
Homework.
So, three chasers score goals by throwing a deflated volleyball.
It's called a volleyball.
Now, how high are the hoops off the ground?
You know, I've never watched human Quidditch, so I'm not sure. I'm really thinking about going out to a game this weekend.
Sure, just to see.
Just to see. And he mentioned it in the story. The Southwest region is known as the rough and tough region.
Yeah.
And it sounds very intense. It's full contact. I mean, you know, you think about rugby and, you know, other things that they kind of bring into this game. He described it as chaotic because there's three different, you know, elements of the game going on at once.
Now, first, the concept was you had to run with a broomstick between your legs, right?
Right. They use PVC pipe.
Which makes sense.
Yes. They use PVC pipe. The coolest thing about the whole game that I'm most interested in seeing is the golden snitch, which if you are a Harry Potter fan, you know, is a little magical golden ball that flies around, and that is what the seeker is after.
Okay.
And once it is caught, the game ends. Now, you get, you know, so many points, so it wins the game for your team. The snitch in human Quidditch is a person. And he has a little golden ball, like, tethered to his back.
Okay.
And the seekers are basically chasing him around, and it becomes like a wrestling match.
Really? To be able to remove
the snitch from his back. Now, the snitch is a neutral player. It is usually a volunteer from maybe another team or another organization that just wants to participate.
Well, and I guess they can't be fat and slow, right?
No,
they need
they're
to be
very
thin
quick.
And fast.
Exactly. Yeah. And Austin, the guy that I interviewed, said they have a couple guys in their group that like to play snitch, so they'll do that for other games. You know, in their breaks or in their off periods.
Cool.
If you don't want to actually go out to the game, but you're curious to see how this works, watch the movie The Internship with Owen Wilson and
Vince
Vaughn.
Oh, they do play Quidditch. Yeah, I forgot about that.
They play Quidditch there, and gives you a little look at how human Quidditch plays out.
And if you need one more reason to go,
there's going to be a beer garden.
Nice.
Yep. There's going to be a beer garden. There's going to be food trucks and other vendors. It is free. Admission is completely free.
Okay.
There's going to be a lot of activities out there for the kids as well.
You buried the lead. You should have started with the beer
garden. I know. Wow. I really wanted to, you know, center it around the actual game. But there will be alcohol.
And see, I thought the reason to go was because University of Texas had won three U.S. World Cups in a row. But
really?
Beer garden is more important.
Now, Texas A&M, I know, has won a World Cup, at least one or two, I believe. Which, so, funny enough, the president that I spoke to, Austin, has never read a Harry Potter book.
Oh, how fun.
And he said he was just really, he went to open house when he came to Texas A&M. Yeah. He's from San Diego. He didn't know anyone. And here he sees the Quidditch team, you know, bragging that they were the best team in the country. And he thought, I want to be a part of that.
Yeah.
So he joined and he's never once, and he's the president of the association.
Wow, how fun. Very
good. Awesome.
Yep.
So that's good. That starts tomorrow sometime?
Saturday and Sunday. Saturday is pool play and Sunday is bracket play. And I believe the top 12 teams advance to the World Cup. Texas A&M has two teams playing, and both are very likely to advance.
Right.
So they're pretty
awesome.
Good. Yeah.
Fun. All right. Manitoba, there. Well, that's one thing to do this weekend.
Yep.
Manfred Kick, Munich, Germany, driving his Tesla Model S on the Autobahn last Sunday night when a Volkswagen Passat passed him driving very erratically. Kick pulled his Tesla up alongside the Passat and saw that the driver was slumped over the steering wheel.
Oh.
He pulls ahead without hesitation, pulls up, and makes sure that his car slows down to the point that the Passat is right up against him, and then he pumped the brakes on his $75,000 Tesla and slowed both vehicles down to a stop.
Wow.
Another driver called 911. Turns out that the driver of the Passat was having a stroke, and so Kick saved his life. Elon Musk, the CEO of Tesla, heard about it. He said, bring your car in. We'll fix it for you free.
Wow, yeah. That's awesome.
That's pretty cool.
Pretty nice stuff there.
I would not have thought to do that.
Yep. And again, that was quick thinking.
Yeah.
721, it's the Infomaniacs. We are Quidditch Central.
yeah, we are.
In the WC Tractor studio. WC Tractor is your local award-winning Kubota New Holland dealer in the Brazos Valley. Once again, we'll look at the whole weather in a little while, but if you're driving toward Houston, you're probably going to be in some rain today. The Earth may have a previously undiscovered continent. I'm just saying.
Yeah, what?
We never noticed.
It just sank?
It's because we've never seen it before because it is hiding under New Zealand.
Oh.
Yeah.
Sneaky New Zealand trying to cover it up.
This is the continent of Zealandia.
Oh.
A massive 4.9 square kilometers or nearly 1.9 million square miles.
How do we come up with that name?
I'm not sure. And that's bigger than India, they're telling us. But about 94% of it is submerged in the ocean, according to a new study. So what have people been doing all these years studying the Earth?
Right?
You know, they've been doing that a while.
How do you miss a continent?
It was right there. Mashable.com says geologists haven't officially declared Zealandia a new continent yet. Instead, the study makes the case that it should be in the continent club with Africa and Asia and Australia and Eurasia and Antarctica and North and South America. But we'll see. But who lives there?
Right.
Okay.
Nobody. The fish.
We don't think.
Ooh.
That may be where
the
UFOs are.
The people.
The UFOs are stored there. All right. So there.
The lost continent of Zealandia.
So much for science. I mean, aren't they supposed to know that kind of stuff for us?
Right.
We'll do
that.
Okay. All right, IKEA has announced they're going to begin offering gift registers for weddings and baby showers.
They don't do that already?
Apparently not.
Wait, what? Oh, IKEA.
Yeah, IKEA.
IKEA.
Yeah.
No, I thought you said Kia, and I was like, who's giving someone a car?
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Yeah.
Because the building a family is easy compared to putting their furniture together. So, yeah, whatever you want to do, that's out there and available. All right. The Valentine's Day candy, pretty much on clearance.
Yeah.
I was at the Shoppatorium the other day. There were a bunch of, I don't know if they were high school or college girls, but I mean, boxes and boxes of candy. Like one box was 12 cents, you know, so you buy like five of those. So you got all that stuff, which is basically chalk with writing on it, and that's okay. And then it could be that you bought some marshmallow peeps. Don't think about when they were made, just that's fine. But great news. Now, nothing like taking a good product and making it horrible. Oreo has come up with a brand new Peeps flavor.
Oh, stop.
Pink marshmallow cream in the center of of an Oreo cookie.
No Oreo.
Does that
no.
sound horrible?
Peeps Oreo?
Yeah. I did see a, I think it was kind of for Valentine's Day, like a strawberry Oreo, or so it was the chocolate Oreo cookie.
Okay.
But it had like a strawberry cream center.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's supposed to be like a chocolate covered strawberry.
And yeah, what are you going to do with the other 34 of them?
Right. Yeah. You just want one, test it out.
Yeah. Well,
go back
anyway.
To the Ridge. Yep.
Apparently the Oreo Peeps are only available in a few Walmart stores.
Oh, where? Let me guess.
I don't know. So a reason for you to go to a Walmart far, far away.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And it is a very limited edition item.
Yeah, because it sucks.
Warranties. That's another item every roofing company is promising you. Inevitably, if you've been in business for any length of time, you'll have a warranty issue. Our advice is simple. Trust but verify. Don't take everything that's said as fact. Ask the roofing company for a person which they had to honor their warranty. For peace of mind, go with the name the Brazos Valley has known for decades. Schulte Roofing, home of the Bulletproof Roof Guarantee.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the Bulletproof Roof.
Does your swimming pool need some work? Now is the time to do it, and the Pool Guy can help. The Pool Guy offers pool renovations, including replastering, retile, recoping, and more. Service and repairs, weekly swimming pool maintenance, and parts, equipment, and chemical sales. With over 30 years' experience, the Pool Guy offers superior service, a full staff of qualified and friendly technicians, and quality products to fill your every need. Whether it is time to overhaul your swimming pool, or you just need some supplies, call the Pool Guy today.
Call 575-6200. The Pool Guy.
News Talk 1620 WTAW Infomaniacs. It's 7:26. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Skyline Communications. In business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications at 775-2929. Well, got a little bit of rain activity between here and Houston, and then it kind of hugs the coast and gets on down to Corpus Christi, but it could drift over to the west a little bit, and that'll get us some showers this morning. I think better chances will be as we move on through the weekend. 72 for a high today, 82 on Saturday. Sunday will still be at 80, but it's a 40% chance of rain during the day on Sunday and an 80% chance of rain Sunday night and Monday. Still a 70% chance of rain on Monday night, so that's probably when most of that will come through. Right now, winds out of the southeast at 5, 86% relative humidity, some clouds out there, and it's 52.
Society's most critical problems affect millions of people every day. That's why the world needs Texas A&M. From water research to homelessness to disease prevention, Aggies turn every challenge into the next groundbreaking milestone. When they stand together, nothing stands in their way, because Aggies are fearless on every front. Learn how Texas A&M is making an impact in our community and around the world at fearlessfront.com.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Okay, so it's Tuesday. Washington Post columnist Dana Milbank claimed that President Trump's unpopularity is causing a Republican uprising. His piece was titled, Trump's Toxicity Has Republicans Running Away from Their Constituents. What was his evidence? Well, Republicans in several states have faced rowdy town halls. We're told that in Utah, Jason Chaffetz was confronted by angry constituents who want to keep Obamacare. Now, here's what we're supposed to believe. Republican voters who for 5 years have demanded that Congress get rid of Obamacare now all of a sudden love it. And they're attacking their own congressmen at town halls to vent their anger at Trump for trying to take it away. Trump, by the way, who they voted for and are happy with. Now, meanwhile, another news story appeared in the Washington Post on the same day with this headline. Democrats bracing for town hall protests directed at them ask Bernie Sanders for help. Well, now that says it all. The Democrats know who these protesters really are. They are not and never have been Republican voters upset over Obamacare being repealed. They're not mad at Trump. They're out of control, loony leftists being bought and paid to show up. Now, if Mr. Milbank read his own paper, he might learn that Obama and Soros are behind the protests, part of a strategery to intimidate elected representatives of both parties into keeping Obamacare as they want big government. And then again, you can't blame Milbank for not reading the Washington Post. Who does? Too much fake news in that paper.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Are you still paying off your student loans? Let me tell you about SoFi.com. Refinancing with SoFi.com can significantly lower the interest rate on your student loans. Now, many SoFi.com members cut their current rate by as much as half. It saved them thousands. In fact, the average SoFi.com member saves over $19,000. Lots of members use the monthly savings to pay off their loans quicker, getting out of their student loan debt years early. Now, whether you have government or private student loans, SoFi.com can consolidate your loans into one simple loan. And best of all, it takes less than a couple of minutes to find out just how much you can save. All you have to do is go to trysofi.com. Checking your new rate will not affect your credit score. There's never any fees or obligation, and you can start saving thousands by investing just a couple of minutes at trysofi.com. That's trysofi.com. One more time, trysofi.com.
Howdy, this is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. Mortgage interest rates are still at an all-time low. However, interest rates are predicted to rise soon. Whether buying a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust an agent with over 20 years of real estate experience in effectively finding the best property in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact Jason Byinski with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinski.
When ANCO Insurance first opened for business in 1873 in downtown Bryan, our new location was way out in the middle of nowhere. Now it's conveniently located right in the middle of Bryan and College Station. You're invited to drop by and visit all your old friends anytime you need a quote on your auto, home, business, or health insurance. We're at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria at 1111 Briarcrest Drive. Call today, 776-ANCO, or visit online at ANCO.com. ANCO Insurance, still providing peace of mind.
WTAW News Time is 7:30. It's 52 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Brazos County Bank. Customer relationships are what we do best. Deep roots, new ideas. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. $5 billion approved by Texas voters 2 years ago for transportation projects may be going elsewhere.
You know, transportation priorities have been met, but there are other priorities: healthcare, education, criminal justice, that also need to be met.
Brazos County State Senator Charles Schwertner on WTAW's The Infomaniacs has been asking questions about using highway money from Proposition 7 elsewhere in the state budget.
It was a stout valve measure that was put in place when the bill was passed because of the realization that in the future there might be tough times that you would want that money for various aspects of the budget.
Schwertner says sales tax money from Prop 7 can return to the general fund with the approval of a minimum 60% of the Senate and House. If you haven't been able to reach Congressman Bill Flores, he says it's due to liberal opponents to the Trump administration. Flores says his staff has multiple calls asking the same questions from the group Indivisible.
They put out a guide called the Indivisible Guide to basically disrupt the Trump agenda. And so they have been flooding most GOP congressional offices, including in our area, Central Cruz, Central Cornyn, and me.
Flores says he's also having trouble with a handful of people posting the same thing over and over on his social media accounts.
These folks are going to understand what they're doing is ultimately disrupting our ability to help our constituents, and it's not advancing their cause whatsoever.
Flores says the best way to reach him is filling out the contact form online at flores.house.gov. A Bryan man is in the Brazos County Jail for the 14th time in 12 years.
30-year-old Jazzeray Johnson was arrested following a foot chase with a DPS trooper in the area of Highways 21 and 47 Wednesday around 5 p.m. According to the arrest report, that's after the trooper clocked Johnson's car going 118 miles an hour on Highway 21 in Burleson County. Johnson was arrested for reckless driving, evading arrest, and possession of drug paraphernalia. Earlier this week in the area of Highways 21 and 47 was a road rage incident that brought out DPS and the Brazos County Sheriff's Office. According to the sheriff's arrest report, a semi intentionally struck a two-ton truck, forcing the pickup into the median on 21 near OSR. The driver of the semi, 49-year-old Daniel Flitz of Hearn, is out of jail after posting bond on a charge of deadly conduct. No injuries were reported. A Bryan man's been arrested for the sixth time for driving while intoxicated. 30-year-old William Rice was stopped earlier this week at 2 in the morning by a Bryan police officer who clocked him going 53 miles an hour in Villa Maria between Cavett and South College. According to the arrest report, Rice told the officer he had consumed alcohol and was taking prednisone, amoxicillin, Tamiflu, Vyvanse, and Adderall. Rice is out of jail after posting bond, is awaiting trial from an arrest a year ago on a DWI charge of two prior convictions. A broken taillight led to the sixth arrest of a Bryan man in 14 months for driving with a suspended license. According to the arrest report from Bryan Police, 51-year-old Tommy Magea hit the taillight several times to get it working again. Then he was arrested for driving with an invalid license with prior convictions. Magea is out of jail after posting bond. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
A Bryan man has died after he was arrested by Bryan Police and taken to the Brazos County Jail. The sheriff's office reports jail employees noticed 39-year-old Johnny Hall appeared disoriented. Following a medical evaluation at the jail, Hall was taken to a local hospital where he died in the emergency room. An autopsy has been ordered. The Texas Jail Commission has been notified, and the Texas Rangers has been asked to conduct an investigation independent of an internal probe by the sheriff's office. On Wednesday night, according to the arrest report, a Bryan policeman saw a car driven by Hall run a stop sign at Waco and Old Curtin Road. Then the car failed to stop for 0.6 of a mile, where along the way, Hall is accused of throwing out a clear plastic bag that was found and tested positive for cocaine. According to online records, it's the 25th time Hall was booked in the Brazos County Jail, though it's the first time in 6 years, and 19 of the 25 took place in the 1990s. Recently retired Texas A&M Foundation President Eddie Davis has been announced as this year's Aggie Muster Speaker on the flagship campus. This year's ceremony will take place Friday, April 21st at 7 p.m. in Reed Arena. It is the largest of more than 300 muster ceremonies around the world, honoring Aggies who died during the past year. No plans this weekend?
The only thing I want you to worry about is this, the Golden Snitch.
Come out to Veterans Park for the U.S. Quidditch Association Southwest Regional Championship. Austin Erickson is the president of Texas A&M's Quidditch Association and says even non-Harry Potter fans will enjoy the excitement of what he calls a chaotic sport. Still wondering what a golden snitch is? In the wizarding world, catching the magic golden ball ends the game. Erickson says humans have improvised.
A little golden ball that hangs behind a neutral player, and seekers have to try to reach around and grab the ball, and that's more of like a wrestling, like jiu-jitsu match. It's really fun to see.
Erickson says two Texas A&M teams are playing in the field of 21 this weekend. For more information on this free event, visit usquidditch.org. WTAW News Time is 7:36. It's 52 degrees. Call or text us. Be a part of the show. 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Brazos County Bank. More news at the top of the hour, or you can always check it out at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
At Brazos County Bank, we put our customers first. We are big believers in taking the time to get to know each and every one of our customers and their unique banking needs. Building relationships are what we do best. Whether you're in the market for a business or personal loan, let us be your lender and provide you with competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. I'm Lance Lindsay, president of Brazos County Bank, and I invite you to experience what relationship banking can do for you.
Brazos County Bank, a division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC, an equal housing lender.
They had a look, an attitude, and a sound like no other. Sure, they were born in Jersey, but they were made in America.
Jersey Boys, Broadway's Tony Award-winning best musical about Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons, coming to Rudder Auditorium February 22nd through 26th. Tickets at mscopus.org.
The Junior League of Bryan College Station will hold a community-wide Junior League's Kids in the Kitchen on Saturday, February 25th from 9:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. at the Bryan High School Silver Campus Cafeteria. Children attending will be preparing 8 healthy snacks, participating in an entertaining and educational craft, and encouraged to join physical activities led by a fitness instructor. They will also have the opportunity to participate in educational carnival-inspired games with the chance to win prizes. There is no cost to participate, but you must register at JLBCS.org.
You can never plan on when your child will get a fever, flu, scrapes, bumps, or bruises. That's why almost 40 years ago, University Pediatric Association established weekend hours, evening hours, and after-hours appointments. Now UPA is offering walk-in, drop-in hours Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 11:45 a.m. and 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. No appointment necessary. Log on to upadocs.com for complete operational hours. UPA, celebrating 40 years of of caring for your kids.
7:39, our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by Nationwide agent Mike Kilgore. Insurance for yourself, your family, your business. Nationwide is on your side. Call the Kilgore Insurance Group, 776-1900, or stop by the office on Harvey Road. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Columbus, Ohio, subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval.
High pressure has moved away from the region and allows moisture to come into the area from the Gulf. We'll see clouds today and eventually some showers as well. Temperatures 70 to 75 today. Partly to mostly cloudy tonight. The showers end 55 to 60 for our low. Clouds followed by partial sun tomorrow. It's going to be a warm start to the weekend. Highs approaching 80 tomorrow afternoon. Sunday, we'll have clouds and a few showers. High Sunday, 75 to 80. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, A&M men's basketball coach Billy Kennedy gives us his take on the team's loss last night to Vanderbilt. Meanwhile, the A&M women also fell last night when they faced LSU, and A&M baseball kicks off their season this weekend. Coach Rob Childress gives us a look forward to that. All the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There you go. That's us, the Infomaniacs. The president likes us.
They're very honorable people. Yeah. Yep. They have the most honest morning show.
Thank you.
That's all I can say. It's the most honest.
Thank you. Okay. Just letting you know. Just,
we do what we can. You know?
That's all there is to
honesty
it.
Is the best policy, President Trump.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. So there. Coming up in a couple of weeks in downtown Bryan, they're doing this thing called Shakespeare. And it's a pub crawl. What happened is last year, this group of Shakespearean actors came down from New York City. And so they did performances in bars in downtown Bryan. They liked it so much that they're coming back this year.
Very cool.
Yeah, and without A&M paying their way. So they're down here. The pub crawl is going to be on March the 18th at 3 o'clock. Obviously, you have to be 21 or older to be able to do this. And I got a pass. It's worth $40. 695-1620. 695-1620. Just call and you can do that.
And we'll throw in Quidditch tickets for free.
Sure. Because that's coming up this weekend, too.
It
And they'll have beer there.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they'll have Quidditch. I wonder what happens if it's muddy when they're playing Quidditch.
I don't know.
That
I mean,
pretty nasty.
They had to play in some pretty rough weather in the Harry Potter movies.
Yeah, they did. That's right. Mm-hmm. So are you an orange juice drinker?
If there's vodka in it.
Yeah.
Now we're talking.
Back in the day, frozen orange juice used to be the way that you got orange juice, okay? Either that or Tang.
Mm-hmm.
Fresh squeezed really was not available unless you wanted to do that yourself. So nowadays, a little bit different. You got a lot more choices. But actually, it's best to skip that stuff that's there and head over to the frozen food aisle, because frozen juice is made from the whole fruit. That includes the peel and all. And the orange peel has more of the antioxidant that you're supposed to get out of orange juice than the fresh squeeze varieties. Plus, frozen orange juice costs a lot less than juice in a bottle, and it lasts for several months in the freezer as opposed to 7 to 10 days for your stuff that's, there.
But so, doesn't it have, like, preservatives in it and stuff?
I don't think it does.
Okay. I guess. Yeah, I need to. I haven't looked at frozen orange juice in a long time.
I was going to say, you have to. Well, you have to wait until I get there. Jeez,
hey, we did have a text just come in. Traffic alert. There's a wreck at Welburn and 2818.
Okay.
The exit onto Welburn at the light,
okay,
it sounds like. So Welburn and 2818.
Quarter eight. Couldn't be anybody there.
Yeah, of course.
Right?
All right, once again, what's the direction? So they're here.
It just says wreck at Welburn and 2818. Exit onto Welburn at the light.
Okay, got it. Caller.
Yeah.
Hey. You want
hey.
These? How are you today?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Well, good. You want to be a winner today?
I would love to win tickets to the Shakespeare pub crawl.
Oh, well,
that sounds awesome.
How great is that? That just happens to be what we're giving away. All right, who's this?
Kathy Waller.
Tell me your last name again.
Waller.
Got it. What do you do, Kathy?
What am I doing?
What do you do?
I am a social worker, unemployed with health issues, but I'm on my way back.
All right, there you go. Then come by here and pick up. Yeah, you've got until the 22nd to come get this and cash it in, okay?
That is wonderful.
All right.
Thank you so
Thanks.
Much.
All right, see you later. Bye. Okay, got that. Did you hear something you should know this morning? A travel
yes,
guide.
Yes, okay. Yes.
Had a couple of interesting things, I think. So here you go.
Travel expert Eric Torkels, author of the book The Smart Traveler's Passport, says Ziploc bags are a traveler's best friend.
My favorite of the Ziploc tips is if you're at a theme park, you always bring a Ziploc, because that way when you go on a water ride, you can put your wallet or your cell phone or your car keys, because heaven knows they're usually electronic these days, into the bag, and they're waterproofed. You know, you can get totally wet then and not worry about it. I love that tip. Another reader, you know, a lot of people when they get to hotel rooms get a little germ obsessed. So what this reader does is always brings a Ziploc and puts the TV remote control in it. And that way they can use the TV remote without feeling like they're getting everybody's germs all over their fingers.
Uh-huh.
Have you ever rented a car on a trip, parked it somewhere, and then forgotten what it looked like or where you parked it?
Yeah.
Well,
take a picture of it with a digital camera. And that way when you come back out of wherever you've parked, you know, wherever you're coming from, you can just look at your camera and be like, oh, that's right, I parked it in the C6. You know, a lot of us have cell phones that have cameras, and those work well for this kind of thing. We've heard from business travelers who say they basically do the same thing with their hotel room number.
I love the part where he says, and there are a lot of people who have phones that have cameras. Really? Really? Yeah.
Well, I had no idea.
Yeah. Well, I'd never heard the idea of putting the TV remote into the baggie. That's pretty interesting. But and I guess that would work.
It would work. It might be taking your germophobia a step too far, but
as long as nobody else is there, that's right. Hello.
Y'all still have tickets?
Nope. Got that one done. Thank you. But they're for sale. I think they cost $40. So, but speaking of phones, now, you guys are probably too young to remember the Nokia 3310.
This was, and
I had one. I mean, I'm looking at a picture of it, and the reason is they are bringing it back before the age.
What is it? 3310?
3310, yep.
Oh, yeah.
The brick! The brick!
Yes, I had one of those.
I had one, too.
Oh, did you? Okay,
yeah.
Cool. All right, this thing is coming back. It's the 3310, and VentureBeat reports that the classic device is making its comeback later this month, according to a source familiar with the manufacturer's plans. Now, it was unveiled in 2000, lacked a lot of the characteristics that we have become used to and associate with mobile phones. Users couldn't use the device to take pictures or send emails or surf the web. It did, however, have several interesting features, such as a calculator. You could also time yourself with a stopwatch. You could send text messages. Basically, though, you made and received calls. Oh, you could play Snake also for hours.
Snake was where it was at.
And you could program your ringtones. I used to do that.
Okay.
You could also drop it off anything, and it would combust into all the pieces it could, and you could put it back together, and it would work.
It would. So back before the days of swiping screens and such, we had that. So the 2017 version of the 3310 won't be exactly like the first. It is going to be a little more modern version. But, hey, it's going to retail for $63. So if you don't need a bunch of stuff, but you'd like to have just a pretty functional phone, it's the Nokia 3310 making a comeback.
That's awesome.
It really is.
That is awesome.
When I looked at the picture, I went, oh, yeah!
Yeah, the brick phone.
Yes, exactly. But while we're on that, AT&T is opening up its unlimited wireless data plan to everybody now, not just the customers who buy its TV service. That's because, if you remember, Verizon did that too. AT&T said that it would sell its unlimited plan for $100 a month for a single phone. That compares to $80 a month for Verizon and $60 for Sprint. T-Mobile is selling unlimited for $70 for one line, including the taxes and fees. And AT&T is also selling four lines for $180 a month. Bottom line, AT&T lost 67,000 postpaid phone customers, which is its most lucrative type of wireless, while Verizon added 167,000. I think they pretty much responded to what the public is doing. So, as a result, now AT&T joins the fray of free data. Y'all got that, right? You got unlimited data.
Yeah, I think so. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I mean, there are a lot of people who don't, and so clearly they feel like that's the thing to do. And since you can't get the TV service here, you wouldn't be able to get AT&T service here, that wouldn't be available to you in the old plan, so now everybody can play. All right, 7:48.
Having your own swimming pool is a great way to ensure fun and relaxation for your entire family. By adding a swimming pool to your backyard, it's an investment in your home's value that should only be trusted to professionals. The Pool Guy has over 30 years experience building, renovating, and servicing swimming pools and spas. The Pool Guy will enhance your backyard with a beautiful, structurally superior swimming pool within a comfortable budget that will meet your every desire. The Pool Guy will earn your trust, protect your investment, and provide your family a swimming pool with a lifetime of pleasure.
Call 575-6200. The Pool Guy.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
If you're living with psoriasis, you can live clear. Extract Light treatment is available locally, exclusively at Childs Dermatology. This treatment is clinically proven to slow and reverse the growth of psoriatic cells with virtually no side effects. Patients achieve 95% clearance and prolonged remission. Extract Light treatment is covered by most major insurance plans. So call Childs Dermatology to schedule your Extract Light treatments and start to live clear. Call 979-696-4444 or visit childsdermatology.com.
It's me against the world. That's not a message any child should have to grow up believing. But sadly, many do, and a lot of parents don't know how to help their child rewrite that negative message into something more positive. I hope to clear up some of the mystery for you today. Dads, your child's primary need from you is validation. Your kids want to know that they matter. Encourage them. Believe in them. Help them feel that you're happy when they're around. You want your children to grow up believing, wow, my family loves me and I belong here. Your validation is what will help give your children the security they need to strike out into the world and to achieve their goals. Moms, your primary role is to nurture your children. No one can be eye to eye with your kids and wipe away their tears with love and tenderness better than you. Pour your heart into them. They should grow up believing that family is all about love, protection, and a plate of warm cookies. Your love will give your children the security they'll need to survive their mistakes and to believe they can get up, brush themselves off, and try again. Our children don't need to step into adulthood feeling defeated and believing, it's me against the world. What am I going to do? With dad's validation and mom's nurturing, children can rewrite that negative message to say, there's someone in my corner and I can do it. To help your children thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
I know I need to earn my MBA if I want to move up. I'm looking for an MBA that offers unique concentrations. I want an online MBA that's top-ranked, established. I care about the school's reputation because I know my future employers will, too.
Thinking about earning your MBA? At Northeastern's DeMoor McKim School of Business, we offer a 100% online MBA with 8 concentrations that can help set you apart in today's competitive workforce.
To speak to an enrollment advisor, text ACCEPT to 37913.
A hearty breakfast that gets you out of bed in the morning and the road that lets you safely get to work have one thing in common, salt. Not only does salt make your food taste better, it makes icy roads safer. Using salt to de-ice the roads can reduce car crashes by 88% and injuries by 85%. Icy roads end where salt begins. Everything's better with a little salt. Find out why at alittlesalt.org.
Good morning, I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW Sports brought to you by Team Ford of Navasota. It's 7:52. Luke Kornet scored 12 points and grabbed 11 rebounds as Vanderbilt rallied from an 11-point deficit to beat Texas A&M 72-67 last night. Here's Coach Billy Kennedy on the loss.
I think we wore down, too. I thought we were tired, and we need to be a little bit tougher. I thought they made more tough plays in finishing off possessions.
The Aggies next return home to Reed Arena, where they'll host Auburn on Saturday. Tip-off for the game is slated for 3 p.m. with pregame at 2:30, and you can catch all the action on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Meanwhile, A&M announced before tip-off that sophomore guard DJ Hogue will miss the rest of the season. Hogue is out with a foot injury that he initially suffered during a win over Georgia. In the women's game, the number 23 Aggies had chances on two late possessions, but fell 67-63 to LSU last night at the Pete Maravich Assembly Center. Kyla Hilsman led the Aggies with 24 points after going 12 of 17 from the field. The Maroon and White return home on Sunday to host number 3 Mississippi State. Tip-off for that one will be at 4 p.m. with pregame at 3:45, and you can hear it on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. For A&M baseball, the number 20 Aggies open the 2017 season today as they host the Bowling Green State Falcons in a 3-game series on Olsen Field. Here's Coach Rob Childress.
Well, I think once the bell rings and the game starts, that's what we need to have happen and let the game start. And once the game starts, that's going to take care of itself. But up until then, there are probably going to be some butterflies. I know I'm going to have them. I still get them. And when I stop getting them, it's time for me to do something else. And I know our coaches feel the same way, and our veterans do as well. They're looking forward to, you know, a great crowd, a lot of energy, and a lot of excitement, and, you know, for the first pitch to be thrown by Brigham Hill.
The Aggs opened the season ranked at number 20 in 4 of the 5 nationally recognized polls. All 3 of the games this weekend can be heard on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. In college football, Matt Lubbock and Jeff Nixon will serve as co-offensive coordinators for first-year Baylor coach Matt Rhule. He revealed the titles for his 9 assistant coaches yesterday when he also confirmed that Phil Snow will be defensive coordinator. That's the same role Snow had at Temple the past 4 seasons under Rhule. Baylor opens spring practice March 8th. In Major League Baseball, Mike Napoli's rejoined the Texas Rangers for the 3rd time, calling it a great opportunity to be back with his first World Series team. The Rangers reintroduced Napoli yesterday morning. He got an $8.5 million 1-year contract that includes a club option for 2018. The 35-year-old Napoli, going into his 12th Major League season, set career highs with 34 homers and 101 RBIs with Cleveland last year. And out on the ice, Darcy Kuemper stopped 34 shots. Eric Halla had a goal and an assist, and the Minnesota Wild beat the Dallas Stars 3-1 last night. Ryan Sutter and Jared Spurgeon also scored for the Western Conference leaders. Minnesota hasn't lost consecutive games in over 2 months and extended its point streak against the Stars to 7 games. And now here's Kevin O'Connor.
Thank you, sir. It is time for our deal of the day, thanks to the good folks at Team of Navasota. Today, it's a 2014 Ford Raptor 6.2 liter V8, 4x4, 47,000 miles, and you can get it for $43,990. And if you want to customize it even more than the Raptors already are, you can do that with Texas Custom Outfitters right there on the property, and they can roll it into your financing. All that is awesome. But add to it that Ford is offering $4,000 on owner loyalty incentives on the XL and XLT trucks. Team is actually offering up to $14,000 off MSRP on select F-150s and offering $12,000 off MSRP on select Super Duties. They're trying to get rid of that 2016 inventory. And you can find it all at Team Ford of Navasota. Again, that's Team Ford of Navasota. And you can find them online at teamofnavasota.com.
Are you looking to buy or sell your home anytime soon? Do you know anything about the market and the numbers and things that are going on in the market right now? Maybe you know a little bit, but chances are you don't know all the things that you're going to need to know when it comes to buying or selling your house, especially with the market. But guess what? Jen Zweiker and the team over there at Zweiker & Associates, they do know all that stuff. In fact, that's their job. They're the experts at it. They know exactly what you need to know to make the buying or selling process a lot better, to make the experience better for you. And it's not just the knowledge that they have that makes the experience better for you. They have an entire team of people there whose core purpose is simply to take care of you and to make the experience a good one for you so that your life is enhanced. That's, in fact, one of the main parts of their core purpose is to make meaningful impacts on people's lives. And they do that by making the buying or selling process easier for you, less stressful, and a lot better. Check them out online, zarealestate.com.
Since my daughter has been at Athena, I think she has not only learned, but she has learned how to learn.
The tutoring is one-on-one, and they build a relationship. They learn his strengths, his weaknesses, what's the best way to attack his issues, and create a strategy for him.
We reach the children where they are. Then we find ways to work with them. We go above and beyond to make sure that that unique child has just what he or she is needing.
Better grades for your child start at athenatutoring.com.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. How'd that day without immigrants go for you yesterday? Work out all right? Did you go someplace and the door rattle?
I didn't have any issues.
Yeah, and there were probably a few closed, and I'm not sure what happened nationwide. But again, as we talked about, I guess if that's what you want to do, that's fine. And I'm sure in places like Austin, there are probably a whole bunch of food service places that were probably closed or maybe short-staffed. There may have been a short-staffed situation. Mm-hmm. But I think, Brad, you had mentioned pretty well yesterday, understand what this is really all about.
Yeah.
Okay, understand. And if you're working hard to become a citizen of U.S. America, then okay. But if you're not and you just want to not work, then I would think if you showed up to work today after, you know, maybe you're out doing construction work or something, mm-hmm. and you showed up today, I'm not sure that your boss is going to welcome you back.
Yeah. We did have someone text in yesterday. I didn't have a chance to read it. And they're a teacher. And they said, I didn't know it was stay-at-home day until I got to work and found some of my students stayed home. Considering the amount of money we have spent on our special needs students whose mom is not a citizen, you'd think they would take advantage of their free public education and they wouldn't get that they wouldn't get in Mexico. Wow. If you have lived here for years, there's no excuse for not learning the language or applying for citizenship. We could fix some of the problem by giving students their citizenship papers when they graduate high school. Sorry, back on my soapbox.
No, that's great. That really is. Well, hello. Hello.
Okay.
They went away.
Well, and for people who are here legally and people who have come here and applied and done the right thing and got in here legally, I would imagine those people would be more mad at the illegal immigrants than anybody.
Yep.
Because
exactly.
they
right.
took the time and did the right thing.
Right. And you shouldn't do anything special for these people because you know what? There are enough people who have gone through the process. And Reagan did it. I mean, Reagan fast-tracked some people, and they could fast-track people too. But if you want to tie it to Trump, if you want to do that, then understand that this is the first step in a plan to get the border sealed, okay? That's what he's trying to do, is he's trying to put together an immigration policy that's fair, that, hate to use the word, is inclusive. It will include everybody who has a right to move to this country with the right thing in mind. And again, you know, my grandparents, I had grandparents who came from a foreign country.
Yeah,
you guys
same
did
here.
Too,
mm-hmm.
you know? Guess what? They became citizens. Guess what? They learned the language.
Yep.
Just do it, okay? Thank you. All right, you got a little rain. If you're headed toward Houston, we'll get some rain today, too, it looks like. WTAW College Station, Brian, it's 8 o'clock, and we got 52 degrees. By the way, you can take us anyplace. Just go to RadioAggieland.com. You don't have to download an app or anything.